Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, founder, owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Love by Intuition show, and the Kids for Love project. We are live here, Dream Vision 7, producing at 1510 a.m., WUFC Boston. We're also streaming worldwide, and that many of you, and if you're new to hearing the shows, you know that the Love by Intuition show is heard Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., Eastern Time, Boston and worldwide, on our own station, Dream Visions, the number 7, radio.com. And for anyone that's tuning in for the first time, I'd like to just share that we're all about choosing love, being love, and offering solutions through our guests with topics to bring you, the listener, a place of ease, peace, and joy. And that's really what Love by Intuition is all about, as well as the complete station. So we invite you in because we have an amazing guest, and I love what she has in her bio. She truly believes that everyone can create an optimally abundant life by simply living authentically in gratitude and grace. Tamara Broughton feels it all starts with honesty and being comfortable with humility. So our discussion is going to be bust free from fear and live your purpose now. So, Tamara, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And share your last name pronunciation. So I want to make it French, but because you're up in Canada. But what is the proper pronunciation?
Actually, yeah, the name is English. And so the proper pronunciation is Broughton.
Broughton.
But I say Broughton, and that's... it really doesn't matter, actually, when it comes to my last name. People say it however they want.
Okay. It's kind of like my last name, and it's all good.
Absolutely.
Well, you're the founder of Living Proof Life. You've got 20 years' experience working in the holistic health field. I must say to everyone that Tamara has a radio show, Living Proof Radio, and it is aired on A2Zen.fm, which is one of our affiliates, as well as our own station, and you can hear her usually at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So tell us about your background. I know it's quite interesting. You've come from a place of substance abuse and alcohol, panic attacks. So tell us a little bit about your journey on this earth.
Well, you know, just you saying that and hearing it out loud was something that I was so absolutely terrified that people would find out about me, because I have been in the holistic health field for 20 years, and my worst fear was that someone would find out that I, you know, experimented with drugs and alcohol, and that I had panic attacks, and they would somehow think I was, you know, a big lie. Mm-hmm. And to be able to hear that and be proud of it and actually feel really, really, really happy about what I've actually come through and the gifts I received from all of that is really a full circle experience for me. So I just had that feeling just in this moment because I had a client recently and, you know, that was one of her worst fears that, you know, what if they find out about this and that? And I said, oh my gosh, that's your biggest gift right there.
Right.
So how that all came about and why I used, you know, alcohol and drugs as a coping mechanism really was rooted in my childhood and growing up around a lot of fear and a lot of things that, you know, as a child I didn't quite understand. Or really, you know, how do you really make sense of that as an 8-year-old? So, you know, my parents were alcoholics, and I say that in the past tense because they're no longer alcoholics either.
Wonderful.
And, yeah, awesome. And there was, you know, there was a family member who was a rapist and a pedophile, and, you know, I was very confused about all of that, and that was very scary. My dad is actually a mortician and a funeral director, and he also did coroner work, or he went to the scene of accidents where people were, you know, pronounced dead. And so, again, a lot of conversation around, you know, fear and death and dying. And so I had to make sense of all of this as a young child, and I didn't, actually. I see what happened now. I completely disassociated from all of it. And the most significant thing that I witnessed was my father having a complete nervous breakdown. And, you know, it breaks my heart to think of, you know, being a young man, having a young daughter or having a small daughter, you know, a very stressful job. And what happened was my dad lost his job. He lost his house. My grandmothers both passed on within a year. So they were quite young. They were in their early 50s. My mom left, and I watched my dad lose everything. And, you know, he had a lot of pride, and he was very proud of the work that he did, and he was very successful at it. We had a very nice house, and, you know, I always had everything that I needed. And, it, you know, it came to a point where things were very scary. And so watching my dad have this nervous breakdown and how he dealt with it was how I thought you dealt with problems. And the most amazing thing is that, you know, he found a safe place for me for about a year living with his boss's ex-wife, who had a, you know, a lovely family. I suddenly had brothers and sisters, and that was nice. They were Ukrainian, so I got to learn about that culture. And it felt like a really safe environment. But it was when the woman, the amazing, you know, lady that took care of me, what was her name? I know her last name was Sorokin, but Shirley. She asked if, you know, she asked if she could adopt me, and I think that was a big wake-up call for my dad, and he realized that he had to get his life together and carry on. And what he always told me was, he said, you know, there were many times I wanted to kill myself, but I didn't because I didn't want to leave you all alone. And so my dad is my hero, you know, just what he was able to do after that. And, you know, that's when my stepmom came into our lives, and she's a huge part of my life now. And I have a very good relationship with my mom. Everything is doing going really well now. And so I grew up, you know, being quite, I have a very fun personality. I love to have a lot of fun. I'm very adventurous. Very curious about life, had a lot of questions, and I was always really surprised that I chose things that no one else in my family ever did. Probably my biggest realization was in school. I started to really like sports and team sports, and then I graduated, and I was the first to graduate in my family. And then probably the biggest catalyst moment that I can remember where my life took a very, really awesome turn was, I mean, I was very rebellious. I was very sarcastic. And then this woman came up to me, and I was 19. And, no, I was about 20, 21. And she said, I know you're going traveling to Europe and looking for a job. They're looking for somebody down at this place called the Zone Organic Market. You have to remember, this was 20 years ago. These places were not popular. And I said, oh, my God, you know, I'd never work, you know, this is exactly what I said. I would never work at that hippie place. And so, but I really needed a job. And I lived in a fairly small city. And there weren't a lot of options other than, you know, I had a waitressing job and I really needed to save a lot of money. It was expensive to travel to Europe and I was going to backpack for 3 months. And so I went down there, I applied, and of course I was opened up to a completely new way of living. You know, I learned about what organic meant. I learned about juicing and cleansing. I learned all about herbology and, you know, alternative ways to be healthy and live healthy. And, you know, and that's when I learned about, you know, what being a vegan. And so having that rebel, you know, energy, I thought, well, this is perfect for me because this is something that no one else is doing. And I can really latch onto this, you know, it's kind of an identity. And, but I'm really grateful because it was a very healthy thing to actually become really, really compulsive almost about and obsessed with. And I did. I announced that I was a vegan at that time. And I always say, like, you know, I was very evangelistic, but sadly, people didn't quite understand what it was and thought I was crazy, and they thought I was losing my mind. And so then, but I loved that. I loved that attention. And so I went on to educate, you know, people about this kind of living. And around the same time, though, I started to get into DJing with turntables and records, and I started to play a lot of parties, and I got into living
on the edge.
Yeah, and snowboarding. I was into snowboarding and skateboarding, so everything was all very adventurous, but there was some risk involved. And, you know, the beautiful thing was that I learned how to run events and promote people. I self-taught myself how to use the, you know, computer and how to make posters. I mean, I did all that on my own. So, yeah, I mean, it was very, it was all very well and going, you know, fairly pretty good. I was pretty burnt out. I was working, I had no days off. I had 4 jobs, actually. I worked at the health food store, worked in a restaurant, I ran a production company, I DJed, you know, I did weddings, fundraisers, and we did, like, theme events every year that were very successful. I moved to a really small town in the Rocky Mountains called Golden, and it was around 2006 that, you know, I was with this guy for about 7 years. You know, we were certain we wanted to get married. We got married. I went to school for holistic nutrition, came back, you know, decided to open my practice, which was my 4th job. And about 3 months in after we got married, I learned that he was in love with someone else. And pretty much everything that I had planned, you know, in my mind, the vision that I had for my future collapsed. And it was this period, this exact time, that I felt like everything opened up. And what it felt like was just, you know, obviously my heart was broken. I went into a state of shock. I was preaching health, but I was really, you know, I was on the weekends, I wasn't living very healthy. I had a very sort of contradictory lifestyle. You know, I was already beating myself up over that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what to do. I really... but I felt like all of that trauma from when I was a child, just it finally bubbled up to the top. And that's when I started experiencing panic attacks. And that's when everything in my life, I went through this period of not being afraid of anything and, you know, almost dying a few times, you know, snowboarding in the backcountry. I did things that were risky. You know, I took drugs that I didn't know what they were. And then all of a sudden now I'm presented with all this anxiety and fear. And, you know, having these attacks, thinking that I was going to have a heart attack and die and not sure where this was coming from. Mm-hmm. And it took me out of the game. I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't see anyone. I couldn't perform. I couldn't go on a chairlift. You know, I couldn't do the things that I loved anymore. And I found that very inconvenient.
So now how long did it take with this experience of the panic attacks and not being able to leave the house and all, how long were you in that before you had an awakening and realized all this was showing you ways to heal your childhood and everything else?
Well, that brings up a lot of emotion because it was when I decided, you know, I was thinking up ways to kill myself. because I didn't, you know, I thought I was going crazy. Mm-hmm. And I started to, when I had that thought, it really surprised me because I've always enjoyed my life. I've always had lots of fun. I love people. You know, my passion is you know, the human condition. I love nature. I love everything about my life. And so for me to have that thought was just so surprising to me. And I thought, really, like, and I had a very humbling experience where I hit that rock bottom place and I just threw up my hands and I just said, you know, show me what it is I'm supposed to do because this is not working for me. I really surrendered in that moment and I thought, I don't want to leave. I want to stay. And I said, but this is really, you know, this is really tough and I don't know if I'm going to make it because I was just, you know, I was just so angry at everyone and myself and my family. And, you know, I was blaming a lot. And it just seemed too painful. And I would have very, very scary thoughts. I couldn't sleep. I ended up with insomnia. And so I was guided to a few different things. I felt like I heard a voice that said, be open to the next signs that come. And so all of a sudden I had a friend who was a life coach. Actually, she wasn't a friend yet. She walked into my office and she said, I'd love to trade services with you. I'm a life coach. And I said, okay, because I was very stubborn. I thought that I could figure this out all on my own and I didn't need any help, which is something that, you know, I obviously learned that. And I said, you know what, yes, I think that would be a really good idea because I'm going through a pretty tough time, and, I think I need some guidance. And then I met another woman named Leslie, the life coach, and then Lisa Hindmark. She's from England, and she's a very, very good homeopathic doctor, and she started to, she walked into my office as well, also asked to trade services. Mm-hmm. So it was amazing. Just amazing people started showing up in my life. To be really honest with you, Deborah, I'd already been on a bit of a spiritual awakening, and that's why I think I was so upset, was because I thought that I had, you know, I already knew what life was about. I already was open to spirituality, which I wasn't. Growing up, I was not even introduced to religion. So it was very much what's in front of me is what I believe in. And, yeah, so I was very angry. I was angry at, you know, what I thought was God. And so so I had these guides, you know, that are now my, you know, some of my closest friends, and we're actually going to be working together on another project here soon. And, you know, books, people, and I decided that I was going to rent out this space for my new office, and it just so happened that the space also could, you know, I could put a bed in there, and it had a bathroom and a shower and a small kitchen, and I thought, this is really interesting because I really needed a place to live, and I kind of created that through my new office space. Mm-hmm. But what we did there is I said, hey, listen, I have this great space. It's above a restaurant. It's open. And I asked Leslie and Lisa, I said, do you want to start a law of attraction study group? And it was actually, I was actually introduced to law of attraction from Leslie Adams. And they thought it was a great idea. So we started holding these law of attraction study groups. This was around 2006. And, one of the first books that we studied was called, it actually is called Law of Attraction Book by Michael Losier. He's quite popular out here in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And he teaches a very simple process on how to get clear about what we don't want and what we want, and then what are actually called anchoring statements. And as I learned about this, I thought, I'm so curious, I need to know where this comes from. And what it led me to, Deborah, was neuro-linguistic programming. Everything about law of attraction that I kept learning and reading about kept leading me back to NLP. And Leslie was telling me about it. She said, it's something you might want to look into further. And before I knew it, I had somebody calling me to show me an opportunity in a network marketing company, which I said yes to, but normally I would say no because I had this surrendering moment where it was be open to the opportunities that are presented to you. And so I said yes. I actually started to build an income with this company, and I was able to one by one start quitting my part-time jobs. And this allowed me to have the income and the time to start building. At that time, it was called Living Proof Nutrition. That was my practice. I started to realize that I was hitting these roadblocks with people that I couldn't get past, and it really started to lead me into the psychology, the behavioral psychology. So the NLP really started to look like something that I should actually, you know, include in my practice. So I was able to start, you know, I took my first level, my practitioner level, and I started to be able to clear these panic attacks. I started to get really good perspective on, in a safe environment where you're not associated into the events in your life. So in my life, I was able to look up, you know, hover above these events in my life through NLP and see the beautiful lessons, all these things I'd received as a child, that these were the learnings that I had to actually teach myself again. I had to go.
Yeah. Now hold that thought, Tammy, because we need to take our first break.
Okay.
Everyone, if you want to get in touch with Tamara, it's livingprooflife.org, not .com, .org, livingprooflife.org. We'll be back in a moment. We'll give out the phone numbers if anyone wants to call in and talk with Tamara, and we'll get to more of her journey in life. We'll be back.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Exceptional Children with Dr. Nikki Show, where you'll discover holistic strategies to support children who have learning differences, energetic sensitivities, behavior concerns, and/or heightened intuitive abilities. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that will help these magnificent children shine their inner light to the fullest. This show is a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. JT found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
By Intuition, and my guest, Tamara Broughton, up in Canada. She's a registered nutritional consulting practitioner, an NLP advanced counselor, certified hypnotherapist. She has gone on and has so much wisdom at her young age. I want to give out the phone numbers to everyone. And also, remember the show that we're doing today will be heard Tuesday and Friday. We always broadcast Tuesday and Friday on Dream Visions, the number 7 radio.com, and 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. For Pacific, it's 3 and 3. The phone numbers. Sean is in the house. He's such a sweetie. You can call in, and we'll be glad to answer your questions, or if you'd like to share something with us and talk with Tamara. Our numbers are 617-237-1234. Again, 617-237-1234. Toll free, 866-338-9663. Again, 866-338-9663. So I wanted to, talk with you, Tamara. You spoke earlier about the gifts, that you're really seeing the gift in the heaviness or the experience or the dark night of the soul, all of that. You see the gift. And I'm always talking about seeing the gift. And most times we see it after we've gone through the experience. At what time did you start seeing that these uncomfortable, heavy experiences, even wanting to kill yourself? I've been there as well. And I think everyone has had those thoughts at one time or another, but what we chose to do is surrender, and that's when all the goodness starts to come. So when did you start seeing the gift in the heaviness?
I would say that, even as far back as when I started working in the health food store, I started to recognize, because the kind of people I was meeting, they were reaching out and sharing their tools and gifts with me already, and I started to learn about, chakras and touch healing and all this kind of stuff. So I started to realize that there was probably going to be some stuff coming up for me to learn from. And then in 2000, I discovered, it started with, I think, Way of the Peaceful Warrior, Celestine Prophecy, and then there was one called, and the Four Agreements, and then the big one was Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
And so the amazing thing is that after I read that book, I started calling myself the Manifestation Queen, which is interesting because I pulled a couple cards right before that we started, and the archetype card that came up is Queen. And so it was really interesting because I started saying that I'm going to meet Neil Donald Walsh. I'm going to meet the author. And I lived in a really, really small town where a lot of people weren't very open-minded about this stuff. So, again, now I'm that crazy girl again talking about this, weird spiritual stuff. And, some people were very uncomfortable with it. So, but the coolest thing happened. I learned that there was a retreat that was happening in our small town, and Neil Donald Walsh was going to be there for 5 days. and at this retreat. So I went and worked out a deal with them so that I could work for them and go to this retreat, and I got to spend 5 days with them. So during that time, you know, spending 5 days in a very small group with him, very, very well-known author in, you know, sort of the self-help, self-love, self-healing field, was now, you know, in our little town. He even said it. He said, I don't know how I got here. And I'm like, oh, I might have had something to do with it. And it was just beautiful because that's when I really started to, I still use the tools that he shared in that workshop. I still use those tools with my clients. One of them is writing a letter, you know, to someone you love or body part or whatever, writing a letter. But the cool piece about this is you flip the letter over and you write the letter back from that person, you know, whether they're here or passed on or even if it's an addiction or something like that. So I use that. It's just a really great tool. People have amazing perspectives when they do that little letter to them, you know, from to them to the person and then from the person. So dear, you know, ourselves. And it was through that 5 days that I really started to learn. Wow, there's so much juiciness in all of the things that I used to think were shameful, you know, horrible, terrifying. All of those things, and it's been a journey ever since. And then, of course, with NLP, you know, I've taken 3 levels, and so I have 3 binders of awesome tools. I just took another course called Psyche, PSYCH-K, and then just .com, and you can go watch the video. It's phenomenal, simple. Anyone can learn it, and so yeah, it's just acquiring tools and keep clearing the morphic field, you know. I want to have this clean field for when I'm working with people. I don't want to be bringing in my criticisms and all my, you know, my pain, even though it's still, you know, going to be there and I'm going to be working with it probably always. I want to keep clearing this stuff as it comes up. So I don't just do these tools with other people. I do them on myself consistently as well.
Right, and that's a very good point, and I honor that you are speaking of that, because what happens when we start our spiritual journey, I mean, we are spiritual, we just don't realize, but when we get into, you know, working the journey and lifting belief systems and going within and seeing the stuff and releasing, and you know, as you grow and age with it, there are a number of dark night of the soul, you know, and you just get through it and you become wiser and freer. But in the beginning, and I was one of them, I thought that, you know, gee, I had it all sewed up and I was done, you know. And that's just because we're newbies per se.
Right.
But once you get involved in it, it's ongoing your whole life. And the reason we're here on Earth is to grow our souls. And in order to grow the soul, we need to go through these experiences, and some have more than others. And I believe we sign up for it before we get here. How do you feel about that?
Yes, and I just wanted to tag on to what I said before there. Just continuing to clear these the morphic field around us creates a more attractive energy. And so part of what I present is that, you know, manifesting your dreams, living a purposeful life. I am now getting married to, you know, the love of my life. I live in a, you know, such a beautiful space. I'm putting together a lot of new programs. I've just been, you know, I feel super blessed to have a residual income. So, I mean, it's not like I'm just talking about it and these things haven't happened in my life yet. There's a lot of evidence. And then about growing the soul, and having more of them. Well, as soon as you said that, it reminded me of, I just went on a cruise for the very first time, and I really didn't think that anything would happen or I would have any issues. Maybe I thought I'd maybe get a little seasickness. But you know what? I decided to bring Ativan with me, which is something you take for panic attacks, and I haven't taken it in years. And when I did, it was for a very short period, and it was a long time ago. And then I think a couple times when I was flying. And now when I go flying, I'm like a Zen master. It's awesome. And so, but it is a practice, right? It's and that's why I'm so passionate about sharing these tools, is because it's about having these little tools in your toolbox. Yes, I'm a practitioner and I'm going to work with people and their unconscious fears and trauma, sadness, you know, excess sadness, shame, guilt, those kinds of things. But I teach them the tools so that they feel comfortable using them when they when I do this in my workshops as well. It's like, you know, we have journals with us and it's like, this is your tool. And then we can design tools that work better for that person, that are a little bit, make more sense for them. So when I got on this cruise, first night, of course, it's, they're like, we're going out to high sea. And I'm like, what? I thought we were going along the coastline the whole time. And all of a sudden, it starts to kick in and the stories start coming in. And I decided that, if I'm going to be authentic and teach this and teach these tools and, you know, go around speaking about this, I have to prove that these tools work. And so what I did is I sat with myself and I applied a few different tools. One of them was a guest on my radio show. Oh my gosh, I can't remember his name. David Burcelli, Dr. Burcelli, or Burcelli. And he teaches something called trauma release. Like that. Are we going to break?
And yes, hold on. Trauma relief. Everyone out there will be back. Again, I want everyone to connect with Tamara. She's just a beautiful soul. It's livingprooflife.org. And when we get back, she can share about her radio show as well.
Okay.
And you can listen to that on A2Zen directly or as well as Dream Vision 7. But again, it's livingprooflife.org. And give us a call after the break. Sean is in the house waiting for you.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way, through the path to your power, your inner light. You will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. Join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts and celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. Callers into the show are in a drawing. It's every first Saturday at 2 p.m.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Tamara Broughton. And Tamara, before we get to finish your thought before the break, mention about your show. What time is it on A2Zen?
Okay, so it's weekly on Tuesday evenings. It's live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And
oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Is it the same time?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's 8
awesome.
And 8 with us, so it's Eastern time. So
perfect.
In a sense, we're syndicated.
totally in alignment. It's perfect.
Yes.
Yes, and you can go to livingproofradio.com to just go straight to the page on my website.
Okay, and that's livingproofradio.com.
Yes.
Yes. All right, and then during the break, you want to offer a promo for our listeners.
Yeah, so I do have a few things coming up, and again, I'm just launching all of this for the first time, and so if you've resonated at all with my story and you're, ambitious and you're a visionary and, a rebel like me, I tend to attract those people who aren't into, the conventional way of doing things or the status quo, I guess is what they call it. You can go to livingprooflife.org, and I do have some things coming up, but right now what I can offer is if you go to programs and services, events and workshops, and then go to e-courses, and these are online courses. They're live interactive, so they're not pre-recorded. A lot of times you buy e-courses and they're pre-recorded. These are, I'm there live interacting with you. If you click on the e-courses, you're going to see I have two coming up, and the if you click on the first one, okay, so I have six e-courses altogether, and the two that I have up at the moment are Bust Free from Fear and Rock Your Home-Based Business. And what this is it's not just like I'm not just going to give you, ways to do business, marketing, and all that kind of stuff. That's not really my expertise. My expertise comes into really providing the tools and the space and the time for people to break through on their fears around running a home-based business. So that's because I run a home-based business, and this would work totally fine for small businesses as well. So if you click on it, it actually will give you a description, but it's 3 days, and it's going to be starting here right away in November. When you sign up for this e-course, you're also going to get the next e-course for free because, I'm launching these for the first time, so I'm really wanting to get people to experience them. And that one's actually in December, and it's called Bust Free from Fear and Rock Your Vision Boards and Journals. And you can access the replays anytime. And this is about getting your vision board done because I know a lot of people start them, they don't finish them, or they haven't done one in a long time. And again, it's not just like putting together a bunch of pretty pictures and plastering them up on a piece of paper on your wall. We really go into setting the intention and going through what it is we want to design. Just like I was talking about those law of attraction study courses that I did, we're going to use tools like that where you get clear about what you don't want, what you want, and then how to the anchoring statements. And they go sound something like this: I love how it feels to grow an international team, or I love how it feels, or I love seeing myself in my new office space, or something like that, right? So we create these sentences that go with your vision board, and we also talk about journals and putting those together. So if you click on the home-based business one, you're going to get the vision board one for free. If you want to just get the vision board one, you can as well. What I'm offering today is regularly, these e-courses are $197, but for your listeners, and I only usually offer these in my webinars, so if you're listening today and you hear this, livingprooflife.org e-courses, I'm going to offer it to your listeners for $79. And yeah, and you're going to get the 3 nights, so they're an hour and a half. You get one-on-one time with me at the end of the e-course to chat. And I also incorporate music, movement, hypnosis, meditations, things like that. So it's not just your average class where you're writing down and doing more work. You know, we are going to do some writing. We're going to do a lot of, you know, I'm going to be interactive, so I'm going to be hearing what your challenges are. And, yeah, so the next one is November 6th, 13th, and 20th. And it's actually, it might be a little bit late for your crew out there on the east, but it starts at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. So what is that? That's
9. That's really good because many people are done with dinner, work, and they're settling in.
Yeah, and, you know, if you have kids, you know, they're in bed already. Yeah, I notice a lot of my mommy friends online at, like, 9, 10, 11. They're asking me questions at, like, midnight.
So, right.
So $79 for your listeners. And I'm going to set it up here so that if you do it for the vision board as well and you just want that one, you can have that one for $79 as well. And that's obviously going to be up until the course happens. So.
And the promo code would be DV, D for Dream, V for Vision, the number 7, which is my number, at radio. So DV7 radio is the promo code. So I thank you for that, Tamara, for offering to the listeners today and all the different times it will be heard. So we're running out of time, but I wanted to get back. You were speaking of the gentleman, and you mentioned trauma in life.
Yes, so that was the first tool I applied. So what that is he teaches that we contract when we are afraid, when we get scared, and when we contract, we hold in this energy, and it never gets released. So I started shaking on the cruise, and I'm like, oh, here we go. You know, maybe I'm cold. So I put on some clothes, and I'm like, no, this is what Dr. David Bersalli talks about. And I had done some of the trauma release exercises, and so I knew how to do them. But really what I did is I allowed my body to just shake, and it started to actually almost convulse. And I let my body shake until all this energy dissipated. And then I did, what's his name, Dr. Darren Weissman. I've had the pleasure of seeing him live and experiencing his timeline therapy, which is something I actually thought about taking before I looked into NLP. And that's putting your hand in the I love you signal sign language and just scanning your body and saying infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. And just, you know, that's a really quick overview of it. But it's Dr. Darren Weissman. It's called Lifeline Technique or Therapy. And then I did that. And then I did some Emotional Freedom Technique Tapping.
EFT.
EFT. And then the final one is called the One Move. And I hope everyone gets to hear this because the One Move is where you're almost calling bluff on yourself. And what I do is I give the panic attack a character, and I changed my character from looking scary to looking funny. So mine's like a little mousy guy that's like a little Mexican cartoon guy, and he's got the sombrero, and he's like, Emily, Emily, Emily. And so I instantly start laughing, and I'm very well aware that, you know, I'm having this experience, and, that, you know, I could judge it, but I don't. And I just say, okay, buddy, you know, what's going to happen? You know, I've used this on the plane very successfully. So I did it on the cruise, and I said, you know, how are we going out today? Are we going out with a heart attack? You know, are they heli-vacking me out? You know, bring it on and give it to me. Give me all you got right now. Mm-hmm. And I call it, and I call the bluff, and I call it on, and I go, are we dying today? Is this how we're dying? And what happens is my body completely relaxed, and I went to sleep.
Right. Isn't that amazing? I've had that experience as well, when you just surrender, you're giving up everything, including your body, everything.
Yeah.
And that's when the glory comes in and you experience something magnificent and you go from there. It is amazing when you have, when you're brave enough to just surrender everything, surrender your body, any imperfections, your home, your business, your life, everything. And it takes a lot to get to that place, to because of the fear of losing everything. But it's raw when you get to that place, and it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this is what you do with your clients, because you've lived it, and you're, and with all your different modalities, you're blending a little bit of everything to the client and what works. And one of the things I wanted to mention too is part of our journey here is to get to embrace uncertainty of life, because there isn't anything that's guaranteed or certain. Have you got to that place? It's a toughie, is to get to that surrender and live in that uncertainty.
Yes, I'm not afraid of it anymore. I get excited by the challenge and see what's possible. And like I said, I have tools. Another great thing is to see the outcome. People who use drugs and alcohol don't necessarily see the consequences of their action or have addictions. They don't see their consequences. And I do something called timeline therapy, and usually their timeline is behind them. So they don't see necessarily they have a lot of maybe things in their past they haven't dealt with yet. When the timeline's out front and we can see the consequences of our actions, for me, it's just a no-brainer now. I know that I'm going to go into this beating myself up, and, you know, it's going to take me, you know, days, if not weeks, to catch up. And so it's just not worth it. That the instant gratification is just not worth it. So practice outcomes and just have those tools. You know, there's so many resources online, and, you know, there's radio shows like this. Go and listen to them. Just make it a habit and learn some ways to cope. And when that comes, you go, okay, I'm going to this. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to write that letter that Tamara talked about. I'm going to write a letter to that person. I'm going to write a letter back from that person, right? And just let it flow. Just having those tools, that's about all I can say. I mean, it's really just about, you know, becoming skillful.
And making the choice to become skillful.
Yes, yeah, get into action. And, you know, whatever, you know, people always say, oh, I can't afford all of this. And it's like, well, you know, eventually, you know, you're going to have to deal with your self-worth on some level, and it might come at a very costly, in a very costly way later in life. And, you know, you don't want to be dealing that with those kinds of debts or issues come 60, 70, you know, like it's the really big ones, you know?
Exactly.
It's going to be less than easy.
Well, I want to thank you, Tamara, for coming on the show. It's been packed with wisdom, and I thank you for that. And I'm thanking you for everyone out there that will hear the show. And we'll have Tamara back next year sometime. That's when the openings are. So we will have you back. And to get a hold of Tamara and to also listen to her show, it's livingprooflife.org, livingproofradio.com. And don't forget to go in there and put that promo in, DV7 Radio, to get that special offer for everything. She's just packed with ideas and wisdom. So I thank you for that. And for everyone out there, enjoy your glorious weekend. Until the next time, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, We are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.